So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing get al tnai and cites the following braisa. Tanu rabbanon hareze gitech vahaniyor shali ein mugureshes. If a husband gives his wife a get and says, "This is your get, but the parchment belongs to me," the get is not effective, as Rashi explains, because lo yohav lo v'lo midi v'rachman ama v'nasim b'yada. He hasn't given her the get. However, amanasha tachzir li asaniyor mugureshes. If he states, "This is your get on the condition that you return the parchment to me," the get is effective. The Gemara asks, Mishnah Risha, Mishnah Seifa, why is the get effective in the second case? She does not have the get at the time of Gerushin when she fulfills the stipulation and returns the get. The Gemara offers three explanations. According to Rebbe, the explanation is simple, because Rebbe holds, Kalo Imra Almanas Ka'imim Achshav Dami. When a person states Almanas on condition, he intends for the Tanai to be a stipulation that when fulfilled, the transaction takes effect retroactively from now. Therefore, when she returns the get, it takes effect retroactively from when she accepted it, and she did have the get at the time of Gerushin. The Gemara offers another two explanations, even according to the Rabban who hold, Kolo'ima Almanas, Lav Kaima Ma'achshav Dami. When someone states Almanas, he intends for the Tanai to be a prerequisite that when fulfilled, the transaction takes effect at that time. This braisa follows the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the previous Mishnah, who holds, Titin Loi Es Demeha. She can fulfill the tanai of returning his garment by substituting its value. Therefore, hachinami, efsha demefaisa lebedami. Here too, she can fulfill the tanai by substituting the parchment's value, and she does not need to return the actual get. Therefore, she is mugureshes. His stipulation is not a valid tanai at all, because this braisa follows the opinion of Reb Meir, who holds that a tanai can revoke a maisa only if it was made kimishpate hatanoim. And since this tanai was not made according to the guidelines of tanaim, it cannot revoke the get, and the get is effective unconditionally, even if she does not fulfill the tanai. Rashi explains, Mishpateh HaTanayim. The concept of tanai mevatel maisa, that a verbal stipulation can revoke an action, is derived from the incident of the Bnei Gad uBnei Reuven, who made a tanai that they will assist the Bnei Yisrael in conquering Eretz Yisrael, and in return, Moshe Rabbeinu pledged the maisa that they will receive their portion of land in Eva HaYarden. Therefore, all Tanayim must conform to the style of the Bnei Gad uBnei Reuven in the following four ways. Tanai Kafel. The Tanai must be reiterated as follows. If the Tanai is fulfilled, the Maisa takes effect. But if the Tanai is not fulfilled, the Maisa is void. As in the Tanai Bnei Gad uBnei Reuven, Moshe Rabbeinu first stated, Im Yavru, and then again, Im Lo Yavru. However, in our case, he only stated, Ze Gitech Amanash Terzir Lias Aniyar, but he did not reiterate, Tanai Koim LaMaisa. The Tanai must be stated before the Maisa is stated, as in the Tanai Bnei Gad uBnei Reuven. They stated the Tanai of Im Yavru, and afterward the Maisa of Vunasatem. However, in our case, he stated the Maisa of Hareze Gitech before the Tanai of Amanash Tachzir Li Asaniyar. Tanai B'Davar Echad uMaisa B'Davar Achar. The Tanai and Maisa must be in different matters, as in the Tanai Bnei Gad uBnei Reuven. The Tanai was to conquer Eretz Yisrael, while the Maisa was to divide Eva Yarden. However, in our case, both the Tanai and the Maisa pertain to the same matter, the actual get. Hein Kaidim Lolav. The Kima Tanai must be stated before the Betla Tanai, as in the Tanai Bnei Gad uBnei Reuven. They first stated the Kima of Im Yavru, and afterward they reiterated the Bittel of Im Lo Yavru. Zakta Mishnah. Harezi gitach amanasha teshamshi es abo amanasha teniki es bini. Kamehim in the kasai, shteishanim. If the husband says to the wife, "This is your get on the condition that you serve my father or that you nurse my son," but he did not specify a time, the tanai is fulfilled only if she nurses the child until he becomes 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda says, shmaina asa chaydish, even until 18 months. And as Rashi says, the tanai of shteishamshi es abo is fulfilled only if she serves the father for the rest of his life. Mesa ben oisha mesa av hareza get. If the son died before the given time was completed, or if the father dies, the get is still effective because, as Rashi explains, lo yichavin el laharvacha. The husband intended merely for his benefit, and now he has no need for these services. However, hareza gitach amanasha teshamshi es abba shtei shonim amanasha tniki es bonei shtei shonim. If he did specify a time, serve my father for 2 years, or nurse my son for 2 years, and mesa ben, if the son dies before 2 years, or the father refuses her work even if she did not upset him, the get is not effective because he specified. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel emar kizeh get. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says that in this situation, the get is effective, as the Mishnah concludes, klal omar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Kol hakava she'en hemena hariza get. If she was not the cause of the bitul atnai, as in the case of the son's death or the father's refusal, the get is effective. However, if she was the cause of the bitul atnai, then the get is not effective. The Gemara cites a braisa that seemingly contradicts the Mishnah, because the Mishnah rules, Amenasha tinikiz b'nei, kamehim nekase ishtei shonim, she must nurse the son until he becomes 2 years, while the braisa rules, Shemashto yoim echad, hanekase yoim echad, hareze get. If she served the father or nursed the son for even 1 day, the get is effective. The Gemara offers 2 explanations. Rav Chisda says, Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he demekel b'tnai. The braisa is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who is more lenient regarding a tanai, as in the previous Mishnah's case in which he holds, titan lo yas demeha, she can substitute the value of its talisa. And also in our Mishnah, he is lenient in that kol hakava she'en hemena hariza get. Therefore, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is also lenient regarding amenasha tinikiz b'ni, that if it did not specify a time, 1 day is enough. However, masnit rabbanan, the Mishnah is the rabbanan who are more stringent regarding a tanai, as in the previous Mishnah that she cannot substitute the value of its talisa. And in our Mishnah, Meis Ben, Oisha Amma Ha'av, E.F. Shetem Shem Sheini, Shalei Bakbada, Ein Aget. Therefore, the Rabbanan are also stringent regarding Amanasha Tenikets B'ni, that she must nurse until 2 years. Rava says, Loi Kasha, Kam B'Stam, Kam B'Mefarash. In the Mishnah's case, he did not specify a time. Therefore, Menikasa Shtei Shonim, she nurses until 2 years when infants generally stop nursing. However, the Braisa is a case in which he did specify for 1 day, therefore, Nekasa Yeim Echad Hariza Get. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, Kol stam nami ki mefarash yom echadami. Even if he did not specify a time, she still only nurses for 1 day. The Gemara, however, brings proof to Rava from our Mishnah that clearly holds, bestam, she nurses until the child is 2 years old.